You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being here in this amazing space, for bringing your incredible energy and bringing your vibration to the collective consciousness of the group. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom, that which was once known, that which was once remembered, but maybe forgotten right now. Ancient knowledge, not only from our own planet, though, and our own realms, but all realms, all worlds, all galaxies. And we're celebrating the light within, the creation that resides, that is inherent within every single one of us, the inherent spark of divinity, the aspect of the divine that we all are. And so right now, as we open up our hearts to receive whatever message the divine has for us today, let's call in the ancient ones. Let's call in the beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us. And we have a wonderful show planned for you today. We have Aurora Star. So let me introduce Aurora to you, everyone. Aurora Lunar Star specializes in soul evolutionary activations, star journey meditations, crystal healing and vibrational resonance and field cohesion realignment. As a member of the Elohim Council, Aurora brings forth the immortal Christed light codes, offering assistance to those who feel guided to step into their highest potential in this now moment. Her greatest joy is empowering each person to realize their unlimited nature and see themselves for the master beings that they already are. As we are in a great time of remembering, each one of us is carrying information from past life experiences that we have brought with us to this time and space in order to discover and change, to discover the change we are capable of manifesting. We have brought these blueprints forward through our soul to be activated and awakened. As a soul evolutionary guide, Aurora offers a clear channel for the Elohim Council via light code, sound frequency, and vibrational resonance, sharing the tools that reawaken and activate your highest self. So beautiful, so beautiful. So welcome, Aurora. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ian. It's a great honor and really beautiful to be here with everyone again. I'm so grateful.
Yes, yes. It's been a little while since you've been on the show. So beautiful, beautiful. I know that you have a lot of followers and people that you work with. There might also be some people who you haven't worked with, because our community is growing quite steadily. This is such a beautiful place to be. So everyone, Aurora is going to be speaking about flipping the switch, aligning to your highest potential. We'll learn how to keep moving forward towards what we desire. Also learning about heart intelligence and how it ties into following your destiny. And of course, Aurora will be taking live questions. So star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like the chance to speak with Aurora. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. If you're on the web, then put your question in the webinar box, and we'll get to as many as we can. And then Aurora is going to be taking everyone through a biomagnetic polarity process, bringing polarities back into resonance and realignment. So that's going to be towards the end of the call. So a great show we have planned for you today, mostly around, you know, flipping the switch and aligning to your highest potential, really getting you back to that potential that is in your inherent self. So maybe we should start there, Aurora, you know, talking about the inherent potential that everyone has within themselves, aligning to our highest potential. You know, maybe we can start by, you know, finding or having you to show some of the ways where we are not aligned. You know, what are we doing
exactly
as human beings that maybe prevent us from aligning?
That's exactly it. So thank you. So what I would say is that what we generally do as human beings, the amazing beings that we are, is we're constantly creating generally two vibrations at the same time, that which we desire, and then we're sabotaging it by saying how we are not going to achieve it, have it, create it, or welcome it into our lives. So it's about the reason why we're going to work on the polarity piece is because I'm going to ask everyone when we go into that meditation to pick something very specific. And this will hold true also if you end up purchasing the package where we work one-on-one together. we're going to hone in on something like abundance or relationships or co-creating magic in our lives or our health, anything very specific and laser point specific, like really, really down to what it is that you desire. And then we're going to look at the polarities that are there. So if, for instance, is I desire this new position in my company, but I'm not sure that I might fall on my face and I'm afraid of failure. So what ends up happening in that polarity of our magnetics, right? Because the entire emotional field is electromagnetic, and specifically the emotions are really, really powerful in our co-creation. We create with all of our being because the mind counts too. But the reason why we say it's good to be excited about something when you're trying to manifest is because that emotional frequency that we send out to source, creator, and the universe ends up being what the universe hears in order to send back through our holographic field that which we desire to create. Now, we also need to ask for what's for the highest so that we really actually get what can be the most amazing outcome. But we can talk a little bit more about that after. But in these polarities, it's really important to start learning how to flip our switch so that when we ask for whatever it is that we desire, that we actually receive some semblance of what it is that we're asking for in its entirety, in its wholeness, in its completeness. Not that we win the lotto and then someday, the next day, somebody steals all the money out of our bank account, right? It's that whatever we are reaching for or striving for or knowing that we are worthy of receiving, whatever that is, and then taking any of the fear, the doubt, the shame, the lower vibrational energy, and giving it love. And that's where that heart intelligence piece will come in as well. But first we have to recognize that the subconscious is already creating that for us in our patterning. So before we can even bring in that healing vibration to it, which is something we're going to be doing together, I'm going to ask everybody that desires these shifts for themselves to give me silent permission to assist in creating the shift. Because once I have your permission to work with the elders of the cosmos, the Elohim of peace, and the beings of light that are all going to come through our ancestors on behalf of making these shifts with us, for us, it can move much faster, much quicker, much easier. And wherever there's resistance, there will be resistance. So we can only move, each person being their own healer, as you all already know that that's who you are. I'm simply a facilitator or the activator. So how that will work is I'll bring through those frequencies, but it will have to come to you with your permission to receive it. And that's a big piece of the puzzle as well.
Mm. Beautiful. So all of us have this amazing inherent potential inside of us. And is it something where we have to enlist the help of these various teams to help us truly reach that potential? Or is it something that we could discover or even master on our own, maybe through a shift in consciousness?
Oh, it's absolutely something that can happen through the shift in consciousness. Mm. The sound codes that come through are what help shift the consciousness for any of those deep-seated blocks. But absolutely, we're all on a path of discovery, and the empowerment piece is definitely to know that each one of us is capable of having that experience. I find that what's happening now is there's a little bit of chaos in the field around the energies that are coming through because they're so fast and they're so intense as we're purging out energy from the carbon base and we're moving into crystalline. A lot of my clients are experiencing a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of feeling stuck in old patterning. Does not mean that's what everyone's experiencing. But what I'd say is that we are being given a choice for these higher timelines to let go of the old way of seeing things. I can even tell you in my own personal life, there's been some stuff around specifically abundance, but it's about whether or not money should be taken for XYZ or not from, let's say, my deposit or something or whatever. And if I start to lower my vibration into this frequency of, well, that's not right, or whatever, whatever, suddenly I'm finding that the patterning of the old paradigm around fear of being taken care of and provided for is actually really messing with all the frequency of the love in my heart and the blessings of all situations. And there's no reason to worry about what's going to happen with those things. Because if I keep my heart space and provide the energy of blessings and gratitude for what I do have, then everything around me shifts no matter what. Even if that particular circumstance doesn't unfold in what feels like my highest light, if I can hold my highest light, something else either counteracts it or comes into my field that makes that null and void anyway.
So I just want to make sure that everyone's clear on this. And so I wanted to ask you about biomagnetic polarity and what that is, because personally, I don't know what biomagnetic polarity is, and there might be some other people in the audience who don't know what that is. But just polarity in general, when we talk about polarity, we're talking about almost a repulsion of sorts. We're talking about the two magnets that are almost repelling. So you're not attracting that which is, you know, you're most aligned with. Is that what we're talking about when we talk about polarity?
Yes, and polarity, it's exactly that. It is having the awareness that I desire something, but I don't feel worthy of receiving it.
Mm-hmm.
I desire a relationship, but I'm afraid of being vulnerable. I desire my promotion, but I don't think I can do the job because I might fail, and I'm afraid of failure. I desire divine perfect health, but I don't believe I can heal myself. And in each one of the things that we desire, there's that complete polarity between that which we can manifest or the energy of the lower vibration that keeps us from bringing it to fruition or the highest version of it into fruition.
Mm. Yeah, and that's something that, wow, you know, it seems to be quite prevalent, you know, that limiting belief where sometimes you just catch yourself in it, and oftentimes you don't catch yourself in it. And, you know, that's the time where it kind of, you know, someone has to point it out to you, or it just really sneaks up on you that, you know, you're caught in this trend or this paradigm where you're just not able to, you know, break free from that limiting belief. And so I can't wait to get to the part where you really talk about, you know, some of those things that we can do to break free from those limiting beliefs. But before we do that, can you explain to us what biomagnetic polarity is?
Well, sure. It's exactly, so it is the biomagnetics of our body is how we create in the world. It's that symphony that our energy is constantly singing out into the universe, to source, to God, to all that is. And so that's our energy of the emotional field, the strongest part from which we're creating. And that is our frequency, right? So we have all of this DNA that is not fully activated yet, right? It's not all online. They're calling it junk DNA, but of course it's not junk DNA. It's the same with the brain, right? We're using like between 8 and 10% of the brain. But really, we could be fully functional in that entire field, and we will be, as we activate and change over our DNA and our vibration as we raise in through the ascension process. And dealing with the biomagnetics is very important, because there is a huge difference in the frequency of joy to shame, right? If you look at the Hawkins Index of Emotions, shame, I believe, is one of the lowest in Hertz.
Right.
Right? So when we think about what the emotional frequencies are, that's what we're constantly creating from. And we want to remove this polarity. We want to bring it. We don't want to remove it. We want to integrate it. We want to take it into alignment. We want to say, okay, inner child, I know you're afraid of failure, but what does failure actually mean? What is the perception versus reality? If I make a mistake, does that mean I've really failed? Or is that just what society is telling me to keep me in a box? If I am vulnerable, does that mean I'm weak? Or is that a society's definition of what it means to be speaking from my heart and honest with someone.
So self-awareness. Sorry, Aurora, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Self-awareness, mm-hmm. I think I would imagine would play a fairly large role in identifying these limiting beliefs and these paradigms that we hold and perceptions that we hold around ourselves and about our abilities and our, the various ways we view ourselves, and certainly with these emotions and these lower level vibrations and frequencies. If we have the self-awareness to realize that we are carrying these limiting beliefs and we're perpetrating these vibrations, what do we do about it?
That's the question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I ask everyone to tap into the energy of the inner child that just simply likes to have fun. And the fun thing about this process is when you catch yourself with a thought that's on replay and it's negative, make up yourself, for yourself, an itty-bitty mantra of absolute silliness. Words that don't even have to make sense, and put them together and they make you giggle. Funny bubbles bubbling over bring me joy on today's day. Or foibles and blobbles and all kinds of giggles are bringing me joy today. It's about just taking that one moment. It can be used. You can use music to change your field and shift your energy as well. But generally what music does is put another idea into your mind. So then it's very important to be careful, unless you're choosing like the happy song. It's very important to still... Right? It's still important to choose what you're going to replace your thoughts with. But if we can go back to a very simplistic, I am love, I am joy, I'm going to kick butt, I am going to have fun today, I'm going to choose different thoughts in this now moment and make them silly. Silly to me is the energy that counteracts all sabotage. Because the minute we're laughing, we're raising our vibration to the best frequency we could be in. That's laughter to me is somewhere between joy and bliss. And so if we can make mantras that even bring out, so if we're speaking about something specific, so if it is that I am fearful of being vulnerable, right, in a relationship, and then we're going to say, okay, that's not my truth. So we're going to say, love is powerful in all of its aspects, and I can handle that. And just, boom, give it to yourself. Give yourself permission to know that that's possible. Mm-hmm. And laugh and smile and bring that energy of joy. It's simply about interrupting the thought and giving yourself a new focus. And you practice it. It doesn't happen right away. There are days when I am thinking something and I'm not even in awareness, like until 10 minutes goes by. Or thereabouts, like, or I'll ask myself, wow, how long has that thought been playing in the back of my brain? As soon as I catch it, I'm in awareness that my inner child needs a little bit of fun and needs to enter into the stage. Because when I give her that attention and love from the place of an empowered inner child, so constantly we are working with generally the wounded inner child, right? Because that's where most of our triggers are from. I find that conversely, when we also work with the joy of our inner child, the kid that wants to go skipping, blow bubbles, sing, dance, be silly and goofy, we actually have a very powerful momentum. The frequency and vibration of children is very high, right? Before they get corrupted by all the funny things that we do in life.
Yeah.
So that's happening less and less, and we are creating that for them, right? Because we desire to nourish that aspect. When we nourish that aspect within ourselves, it could be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but don't quote me on that because that's probably that's probably a trademark by Disney. But the point is that whatever it means,
yeah, probably.
But whatever we choose to bring in from that energy of the inner child, from that place of our joy of our inner child, No matter how challenging each childhood has been, I know that we can all connect deep inside within ourselves, something that's been precious to us, exciting for us, fun for us, something to go back to, right? To bring in the energy of that memory and taking the thing that's scaring us and bring it into love. The inner child wants to see us grow into our highest wisdom. It doesn't want to stay locked in a dark closet. It doesn't want to stay afraid forever. He and she want to go out there and play and enjoy the sunshine and know that there's so much more to this holographic field that we can create the second we give ourselves permission to do it.
Mm. Yeah, we long for the sunflower in the heart.
Yes.
Yeah, a heart just a beautiful, beautiful sunflower. So speaking of hearts, you work a lot with heart intelligence. So for those who don't know about your work, or haven't worked with you before or heard you speak about heart intelligence, could you share with us what heart intelligence is and how this is woven into the this beautiful new reality of our highest potential?
Absolutely. So heart intelligence is that ancient channel that exists between the heart and the mind. For a long time, we've been living from the mind as a collective, let's say. And now it's about shifting that into the connection that we have between the heart and the mind. The heart actually has cells that mimic the cells in the brain. And when we allow ourselves to make decisions and choices from the place of our heart versus the ego or the mind or the wounding, you'll find, everyone will find, deeper synchronicities in life, enjoying more sleep because you're not choosing to worry anymore. Having the awareness that you are a divine being of light and you are surrounded by your team of light, right? So yes, we can all discover this on our own without fail and without any question. But I feel that when we choose to invite the divinity that is around us to work with us, it's enhancing and it's almost faster in a way, or there's a higher level that we can't see that's going to unfold. And I'll give you my, for instance, really is the space that I just moved into. I knew where I was living had to come to completion by April 1st. And so I gave my notice February that I would be out, not knowing where I was going to go to. Myriad of reasons, but the biggest really, it was 440 square feet for me and a 90-pound dog, which is almost like living with another human.
Yeah.
Well, that's just practical, right? Practical sense. And I knew I was leaving for Mexico on the 16th of March, and I was really asking to know where I would be before I was leaving for Mexico. But as I called in all the specifics, the laser points that I was asking for, I always ended with, or better, and what's ever for the highest of all concerned. That's heart intelligence. Heart intelligence is recognizing that spirit, God, all that is universe, can see beyond the limitation of our eyes. I was in awareness that I was going to be gifted a bunch of furniture until the timeline for that shifted. And so initially I really wanted a place that was unfurnished because I didn't want to live in someone else's space with their stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But ultimately, mm-hmm. if I were to have called that in, I'd be sleeping on a blow-up mattress with two end tables and have nothing else to move into a house with. Right?
You and the dog on the blow-up mattress.
Exactly, exactly. So the timeline shifted. And so what I realized was before I left for Mexico, they weren't showing me what was going to happen. So they were asking for two things, and I felt it very strongly. Continue to pray for the highest outcome and surrender. Know that they have it, right? So I know I'm co-creating because I'm asking every day. I was asking real estate agents, people at the dog park. I was talking about moving. So here I'm creating the momentum around it. But in my heart, I know that whatever's for my highest alignment is going to show up. And so I'm asking from that space, knowing that Source and my higher self have got it covered. And it took they took me to the extreme, to the 11th hour, because it was not until I arrived back from Mexico and had 6 days to find some place to live that this place showed up. And where did it show up? On Facebook. And what happened when I wrote to the owner of the home? My whole crown chakra opened. And they told me this is it. And I said, really? But it's in a different part of town and it's furnished. Don't worry, this is it. Really? But I've got the dog and I don't know if this is going to work out. And all, this is it. Okay, I'll stop arguing now. We met, she knew it was me and I knew it was her and I knew it was this place. There's a Kuan Yin and a Buddha in my yard. They're beautiful. Right?
So yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Spirit was absolutely setting this up for me. But if I did this from my ego and only from my ego, I would have absolutely ended up with a 3-bedroom house in the village of Oak Creek, and I would have had absolutely no furniture but that blow up mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between how we manifest.
Yeah. Sorry, so you know. Yeah, I was gonna ask about greatest potential or highest potential. So, you know, these circumstances that you're now finding yourself in are supporting you to continue to realize your greatest potential because of the vibration and because of the attitudes that are surrounding the place. You know, and there's certainly an M field there as well. But, you know, you're carrying a higher vibration because you're in that place. So, therefore, you can continue to realize your greatest potential. You know, had you been in some other place, you know, you would have had some other sort of challenges come up and you would have had some stresses that all serve to lower your vibration that you would then have to, you know, do additional work to continue to try to raise your vibration. So everything worked out quite nicely for you. From a perspective of maybe the community, the audience that you're speaking with, you know, what are some of the ways maybe that aren't so clear that people can achieve or step into their highest potential rather? Because some people might have a perception of what that really means. You know, so my highest potential is this. It's only if I get this job, and it's only if I live in this house, or it's only if I make so much money, or it's only if I can do this type of service to the community. You know, maybe help us see beyond those perceptions that we have of what truly greatest potential really means.
Absolutely. Well, I would say that, again, the minute we limit our highest potential to only, we're already in the ego and out of the heart. So reminding ourselves what it means to be in the highest potential means allowing things to unfold without having to control every aspect of it. Even now, again, with this other situation around money and whatnot, I went back into the old paradigm of what it means. Well, but this is what I deserve to get back, and this is how it should be, and this is not right, and all of these very silly old world energies. Because ultimately, and it's not even the energy, and I want everyone to really hear this, because a lot of us walk around with this energy. Well, karma is going to get that person. I don't wish karma for any, everyone is creating, and so karma does happen, but I'm wishing blessings upon blessings upon blessings for every situation in my life, even the hardest ones in my classroom, and all the people in it. Because the minute that we go back to the frequency of I'm right and that person's wrong, even if that may be actually true, it doesn't essentially matter in the field of oneness. It doesn't mean let someone walk all over you, harm you, do something terrible. But it does mean to have an awareness of what it is to think of the things we're grateful for versus the things that are happening that are and focus only on that challenge. Because again, it does go back to our frequency of where are we. So if someone's meeting me at a vibration and I lower mine to meet them, then I'm making a mistake. And it's okay to make a mistake, and it's going to happen. It's going to teach me how to say, okay, does this feel good? It really doesn't. What if I let it go? What if I let go and let God on this? And just know that somehow whatever's meant to unfold for, again, the high. So part of the highest is the highest of all concerned. Now, is it for my highest if someone takes something from me that I feel is mine? I don't know the answer to that. In certain situations, I don't know the answer. I know that sounds like a crazy thing to say. But when you enter into contract with someone, at least this specific instance, I'm not going to say that I have a ring and somebody took it, okay? I'm going to say that in certain situations, I just feel like the minute that we lower our vibrations and get into that 3D space around lack and fear and energy of who's got what and what's got who and whatever, what does that end up with in the end? Do I feel that spirit takes care of me, that everything I need is provided for, that as long as I choose to keep opening my heart space rather than my head space, the minute I merge my mind with my heart about what is possible, the minute I choose to bless all the people and the circumstances rather than be angry with them or frustrated with them, so my inner child might say, I'm not getting what I deserve. But my wisdom might say, but is that really true? Is that your truth or is it your perception? Even if it's truth, does it serve you to lower your frequency into a battle with someone? Or does it make sense to keep your frequency in this higher vibration of light and know that ultimately anything that you need is going to be provided for and taken care of? Will certain people experience karma from their choices? Well, we all will, right? Whatever our choices are. So could you imagine what the karma is if you choose to hold a frequency of vibration and love? I have neighbors who want to come and help me build a fence in my yard for my dog. And they're going to buy all the supplies. And I said no. And, of course, they're going to buy all the supplies because they're not letting me.
Mm-hmm.
So already what I desired to get back and maybe use towards, apply it towards something like building a fence in my yard, someone's already coming to me and saying, I got you. I'll take care of that for you.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful.
So I know.
Well, let's go.
Thanks. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say I'd like to go to the phones in a little bit, but
sure.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I was just going to say that I think I feel, even in this moment, like some people have a challenge with that, right? Because what's mine is mine and whatnot. I guess the bottom line is I ask people to have a greater awareness what it means to move into the new paradigm. And I know that Spirit's asking this of me so that I can experience it so I can say, hey, I've had this experience, right? Because I can't ask people to say, oh, hey, it's no big deal if someone does this to you or that to you, unless I'm having some sort of experience where I have to struggle with the old parts of who I am and the ancient parts of who I'm remembering who I am.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's
so
right.
There's a level of embodying this and really having the awareness and the presence to embody it as we move forward in our lives. So that it's ever present, you know, it's omnipresent. And then, you know, with that, our vibration is raised, our frequency is raised, and then we can certainly attract more and reduce that polarity, right?
Absolutely. Because
from
this space, look at the synchronicities we start to embrace.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never thought anyone would come to my property and build me a fence for my dog.
Well, let's see. Maybe someone needs a fence. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Let's go to Beverly Hills, California, and the last four digits of the phone number are 6026. Beverly Hills, you're on live.
Oh, hi. Sorry,
hi.
I didn't know I raised my hand.
Oh, you didn't know you raised your hand?
No.
Well, you did. You did. You have a question for Aurora.
What kind of question can I ask you?
Any kind of question you want.
I want to know, I always thought coming into this life, or at least this is how I learned, is to help others. And I basically forgot about mine. I want to know how I should do that, how I should bring my willpower and get or to do to get what or I even get what is good for me, what I want from life.
Absolutely. So the first thing that we need to do is love who we are and recognize that we're worthy of receiving. And the only way that we show that to other people is by making that choice for ourselves. So if I'm constantly giving to everyone else, I don't have anything left for myself. And then eventually, as I'm giving to others, I become resentful. And then I'm not even giving from the frequency of love in my heart, but I'm giving out of obligation or lower frequencies, right?
Yes, but before I was thinking that I had everything. So I was giving to others.
So you're saying that now you've given and now you're in a worse situation?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a tough lesson, and I've gone through that many times myself. If I have had $20 in my pocket, I would give it to someone that maybe has been on the street. But then I might not have money in my pocket for something else the next day, right?
Kind of, yes.
Right, okay. So we can be in service to people in many different ways, and it doesn't have to hurt us to give to people. Because it doesn't have to only come from monetary places that we share our love with people. You are worthy just the way you are, and you're entitled to have anything and everything you desire. But we all need to believe that that's true, and then we need to believe that abundance is a frequency. So I went from paying X number of dollars rent in Mount Shasta to more than double that when I moved to Sedona, to more than that now in the new place where I am. And when I spoke to Spirit about all of this, I said, are you sure I'm going to be able to handle this? And Spirit said, what do you think really the difference is between all of these places that you're staying in? And I said, well, this, that. And Spirit's like, really? Because as far as we're concerned on this side of the veil, the elders are showing me the only difference is frequency. Abundance is available for everyone in all time space, but we need to believe that it's possible to create it and to vibrate from the place of joy to receive it. So the only one who can shift where you are vibrationally with abundance is you. And you can. You absolutely can. That's what I work with. I'd say 50% of my clients, that's what we work with. We work with how to shift these beliefs around what it means to be in service, that we need to be in poverty. That's old paradigm and past life, this life and past life.
Mm-hmm. But what if you get to that point and you have everything and you are... It's like you're above other. You want to share it with someone.
No. Right. You're never above anyone. No, of course you can share it with someone. But the point is that everyone
but
has
you want
the power
someone...
to create what you create.
Exactly. But what if you don't find that?
You can find it, but it's the energy that you're putting into how you find it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to believe first that we're in love with ourselves, that we love ourselves, and that the most important relationship we have is with ourselves and our source self, our soul, our highest self, however you want to view that energy. That has to come first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling in a partner this year, but interestingly enough, I'm asking God, Spirit, Source, higher self to bring that person to me in divine timing and perfect order. as a person, as Aurora, I'm not going out seeking this person. I'm asking spirit to take care of it for me. Because if I choose from my ego, I look at my past and say, that hasn't been very successful. And since starting this spiritual path that I've been on for 12 years, it has also been shown to me that if I choose to be in relationship with someone, oftentimes I've gone back to my old patterning where it's that worthiness thing and wanting someone to stay and pleasing them at the expense of all the things that I'm doing. So, of course, I can't do that anymore. I have big responsibilities on lots of different levels, right? So now when I'm calling in my partner and I know he's coming, it's going to be from spirit. Spirit's going to bring him to me the same way spirit brought this house to me. Because I'm commanding my own energy field to not accept anything less than what it is that I desire for the highest of both of us. I'm calling in my divine masculine counterpart, someone to grow with, someone to have fun with. Right? I don't need to take care of anyone anymore or help fix them or whatever it is. As a healer and an empath, we often call in people that need assistance in some way, shape, or form. I'm calling in my equal. I'm calling in the counterpart that's going to be walking side by side with me, who will totally teach me things, right? Because I'm always a student too. I'm not there to be in command of anything in that way. But I desire an actual partner, not someone who needs me, but who chooses me. That's the sovereign energy of the new paradigm relationship. You bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And thanks for calling in. Much love to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Meriden, Connecticut. Meriden, Connecticut. And that's going to be 5539. You're on live with Aurora.
Hello, Aurora. How are you?
Well, how are you?
My name is Lisa. I'm in Connecticut. And I was wondering if you could give me a little bit of insight about, I'm starting a new business adventure while I'm working full time.
Smart.
And while I know it intellectually that I can do this, I'm really thrilled with what I'm bringing to the world. But I have such a fear of like approaching people, especially like in the quote unquote sales aspect of bringing this new holistic magazine to the area.
Well, you created a beautiful way for you to open your throat chakra and speak your truth to people, which is phenomenal. So good for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I would say that you're just going to, it's going to be really beautiful. I see, you know, you're going to experience both the people who are open and excited about it and other people who are not going to know quite what to make of it.
Right.
But I think it's a really awesome idea. Are you going to do it online as well?
Yes. Want to be part of it?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We could talk about that offline, but yeah, I mean, that's exciting. For sure. You're headed in a very powerful and bright direction. And as long as it feels good, that's all. Yeah. So what I do when I'm afraid, again, so I was afraid around finding this new home, and I'm not going to lie to anybody about it. It's not like, oh, I just prayed and surrendered and everything was cool in the gang. No, I felt fear because for me, one of my biggest fears, I didn't have complete safety as a child. My first 8 years were really mixed up with complete purpose, right? Because I can only offer the guidance if I experience that kind of stuff, I feel.
Right.
So that richness, though, of my classroom shows up every now and then when Spirit says, okay, let's peel back another layer. And I said, Spirit, I'm afraid. I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to be living in my truck now with this 90-pound dog. The 440 square feet was small enough. The truck is really small. Right? And so the inner child is responding to that and showing up. And I say to her, so I understand, I have the awareness that it's my perception versus my reality. I have not had anything show up that's threatened my safety since I am a child. That's my truth. So I have to point that out to myself, right? Then I have to say to myself, okay, is it rational? No, but I still feel it. I'm entitled to how I feel, so I need to integrate this into my heart. I always joke around about that wounding part of the inner child, right? So we have two sides of her. We have the side of her that just wants to create and go crazy and have a blast and just switch off the fear. But then we have the part of her that actually is still afraid. So in this instance, I saw her driving a bus into a brick wall and said to her, well, you're not allowed to drive the bus because you don't have a license and your feet don't really reach the pedals. So you have to let me drive, but I get that we can do it together. You can sit in my lap while we drive. And let's make it a fun bus, and let's paint it pink with bubbles on the side, and let's look at what this fear really is and what the reality is. There's all these different ways to look at our fear, why we're afraid to speak, because we should be heard, seen and not heard, sorry, or again, that fear of making a mistake or not being successful. But none of that is actually real. Unless the bear is chasing us, the fear isn't real. So we have to find a way to reframe it, to ground that fear, to ask the beings of light to be with us. I call on angels all the time. Gabriel is one of my favorite when it comes to using my voice and speaking.
Yeah.
Archangel Gabriel.
Right.
You know, so, and even Saint Germain, bringing in that violet flame to take away anything I'm willing to release in this now moment. And hello, Saint Germain. Thanks for showing up. Woo! So it's not that we can't do it on our own. We can, but we can do it with them. So I don't know if any of you have read the book or saw the movie The Shack, but I always come back to this.
Oh,
scene.
My God.
Right? So the main character
my favorite.
Is walking on water. Right. So the main character is walking on water with Yeshua, but when he tries to do it himself, he can't.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeshua mm-hmm. says it's better when we do it together.
There you go.
Right? So it's about, I don't look at it as a codependence or anything of that nature. I think our teams of light, the Ascended, Mother Earth and all her kingdoms, we've got all this support because everyone is counting on our ascension. They're like,
right.
Yeah, they're our biggest cheerleaders, right? So when we utilize them and say, okay, guys, I'm scared. I surrender this to you. How do I make it through? How am I going to do this? I went to the Church of the Holy Cross in Sedona and I lit 4 candles and threw money in that box and said, help. I did. I did it right before I left for Mexico because I really felt my inner child calling out for help. And so it's just answering that with love and knowing that at for me at 44 years old, she can't drive that bus. She's like 6. Maybe somewhere between 4 and 6, really, for some of the memories, right? So
right.
I need to be able to say, okay, I know you're scared, but we're really okay. We've got it. We've got this. We've got a whole team of light, and we've got each other. Let's make it fun. Let's think about all the things we can manifest for the highest around this house. So think about all the things that you want to manifest around this magazine and what your life could look like. Once you're able to say, hey, I'm generating so much income right now and so much abundance that I don't even need this full-time stuff anymore. I can start living my passion, my dream. But P.S., good for you for doing them concurrently. Because until we are at the space where we're vibrating to bring in that abundance to make sure that we are where we need to be, I always recommend holding on to that job. Because we are playing in a field where 3D is part of our reality. We're vacillating.
Right.
We're bringing in the 5D, but we are existing in the 3D. So it's really important to play in both worlds and make it fun.
Yes.
Hope that helps.
Sounds good. Thank you so
no,
much.
That's very
okay.
helpful.
Much love.
Thank
okay,
you.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Aurora, I was thinking, since we're talking about how you can help people through this process, I think this is a good opportunity to tell people about what you do and your readings and your sessions, especially with the heart intelligence activators as well. So I'm going to tell people how to follow along.
looking at your offer page. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click the orange offer button underneath Aurora's photograph. And when you click that, you'll be taken to a page that is Aurora's Heart Intelligence Activator offer. And what you need to do, if you're not on the webinar page, you would just type in WOTA show, that's WOTAshow.com/Aurora, that's AURORA, and the number 5, that's WOTAshow.com/Aurora5. Everything's lowercase, and you can follow along visually. So you've got a couple of options that you've prepared for us, Aurora. Can you take us through them?
Sure. So Heart Intelligence Activators are this unique co-creation of awesome sauce that just comes mostly from the inner child, but a lot also from the elders of the cosmos and the Elohim. And what they've gifted me with is this, let's see, how do I phrase it? It's really working with color and geometry and frequency, almost as if you could play, if you were to play these mandalas that come out co-created, they would actually also make a sound. And what happens is I do them for the heart intelligence in a generic fashion, but in this particular instance, we're going to work together in honing in on something specific. So anyone who buys package A or B is going to let me know where they wish to focus, removing polarity out of the field. If it's going to be abundance, if it's going to be relationships, if it's going to be health, if it's going to be manifesting all your dreams coming true, wherever you feel that you just keep hitting that roadblock or that patterning over and over and over again, I'm going to be able to co-create a visual piece that you can work with. And how the Heart Intelligence Activator works is really almost a mystery to me because they're really magical and incredible. I really do step out and go into that zero point. And sometimes specific ascendants come through. Oftentimes it's the elders, and they give me the elders of the cosmos because they're made of many different kinds of beings, including star beings, ancestors, angelics, ascended masters, elemental beings have also come through from Mother Earth. Generally, we all have a support team that's comprised of many, many beings of light, right? So these elders assist me in co-creating a mandala that's specific for each person. And when you work with these mandalas, you can do that in one of several ways. You can place it in a room where you spend a lot of time. A lot of people like to make them their screensaver on their phone and their computers. But also I find that when you print them out and you place them over the heart chakra or under the heart chakra when meditating, they're really potent. Some people can see really well, and so they are impacted by the vision of it. A lot of the people I work with are very sentient and they feel them. And so when you work with them in a way where you're feeling them, that's really a powerful way to move stuck energy in the field. And then the readings come through that through the looking at the mandala, Spirit gives me a message. Spirit will, based on the colors that are used, the patterns of the colors that come out, they tell a story of where you are on a piece of your journey around this specific frequency. And from there, it may be that a chant comes through on your behalf or some sort of message that you can see and experience that will assist you in shifting some of that vibration and frequency through on your behalf. And I say some because the truth of the matter is energy and esoteric work is phenomenal and very impactful. But it also takes our own persistence, dedication, and diligence to be present with ourselves, to move these energies through our field and our relationships and the things that we experience in our life. One Heart Intelligence Activator will most likely not fix all the problems in your life. However, it's a great springboard by which to experience healing, and then open the doors for you to start working on these specific areas of your pathway so that you can move through them and start experiencing a lot more fun, synchronicities, rest, shifting. And you can see it really, depending on how you choose to work with them, the shifts can start to happen immediately.
Mm. Wonderful. Let me ask you this while you're still explaining, Aurora.
how did it come to you to create these and utilize them mm-hmm. as a tool of healing and transformation?
I was asked to do a telesummit a year and a half ago. And I worked with a teacher, Jared Hewitt, whom I love to pieces. And mm-hmm. several years ago, he sent me a symbol. And so I heard, you're going to make a symbol for this telesummit. And I said, oh, like Jared. Jared just like scribbled it on a piece of paper, like a loose leaf piece of paper. He took pictures and he sent it off. I'm like, I can totally do that. And the spirit said, nope, you're going to make mandala. And I said, no, I'm not. It felt like a combination of spirit and my higher self saying, you know, you're going to work with art. You're going to make mandalas. And I said, no, I'm, can you imagine how long it's going to take to make a mandala? I'm not coloring in mandalas. And how am I going to even figure out what the mandala is supposed to look like? And on a full day, I'm arguing with spirit and my higher self over the fact that these mandalas are going to happen. And I started to really freak out a little bit. Finally, right before I went to sleep, in my space of calm and peace, I heard, there's an app for that. And I said, shut the front door. And so spirit knows me well as the Aquarius that I am. Dealing with technology is definitely within my comfort zone. And sure enough, I use an app and I use the iPencil to write the light language within and around the mandala that's created.
Mm. And so this is a personalized one.
Yes. Anyone who orders one will get their absolute individual one, because it's going to be specifically whatever they're honing in on for themselves. Mm-hmm. And of course, even if two people come to me desiring for shifting relationships, they're not going to be able to look identical, because every
right.
person's frequency is their own specific symphony that's going out into the world. So spirit has guided me through the process where I can make one for each individual person for their particular frequency. So when I go into meditation, as I'm making these mandalas, I'm connecting with the energy field of the person I'm making the mandala for. And from that zero point of recognizing their signature, energy signature, that's when the mandala starts to get created.
Mm. And so when you receive this, you being, you know, me or whoever is buying it, then what do we do with it after? Do we put it under a pillow? Do we frame it and put it on a wall? Do we carry it around with us?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right.
I would say that it really is up to the individual, but I encourage everyone to experience it in the way that they need to the most. But the more that you're working with it, especially over the course of the first 21 days to month of receiving it, it's very, very potent. And of course, like anything, when we do things repetitively over and over and over and over and over again, eventually our frequencies start to match it. The same way when you buy a crystal and you're like, wow, this crystal is so powerful, I can barely hold it. And then eventually, wow, this crystal is amazing, I can hold it. And then eventually it's, wow, this crystal totally resonates with my being and I barely feel the difference between me and the crystal. Because we start to have this vibratory frequency
mm-hmm.
where we start
right.
to match, right,
yep.
the energies of which we're looking to achieve. So
it's like
when you work with it in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Exactly like that. So some people have tried to sleep with it under their pillow and can't. It's a little too intense and their dream time is disturbed. So it's going to be up to each person to kind of decide how they want to work with it. But I do encourage having it in a space where you spend a lot of time where you can visually see it, because of course it's sending out a frequency into your space. One of my goals is to print out lots of, I'm going to make a deck of cards that will not be personalized, but general. But I'm also going to see if I can print out some generic ones. Well, that'll have purpose, but not specific to a person, and fill them in a room and see what it will be to have somebody sit in the room and experience all the frequencies at once, which will be a lot of fun.
Whoa.
Oh,
right? Yeah, fun. Exactly. Talk about levitating.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen, right?
Right.
Who knows? Yeah. Beautiful,
but in the interim,
beautiful.
Yeah,
they're personalized for now.
All right. And then in option two, this is something that you didn't offer before, so this is really special, a 30-minute private 101 with you. So they get everything in option one. They get the mandala. They get their reading as well as a session with you. So tell us about that session, because, again, this is the first time that you've been on this show, this community, and offered a private session. So we haven't heard what happens in your sessions.
Well, that's going to also be unique. So I'm going to work with each person on speaking to them again to whatever the polarity is that's in the field. And we're going to do a specified sound meditation for each person. So generally, we talk for about 15 minutes, and then we work together for 15 minutes. All sessions are recorded on Zoom and take place on Zoom. If we do Skype, we can, but then I can't record. So I think most people have access to, because you can download Zoom to a phone, a tablet, or a computer. It's pretty mm-hmm. easy, and it's free. And Zoom is my favorite place to do this. And you get the recording of what we do, so you can keep it forever. And oftentimes, it's very potent and powerful to schedule the 30-minute session after you've received your Heart Intelligence Activator, so that you have it with you while we're working together. People who sign up for my 6-month mentorship program actually get an activator and a personalized meditation. So this is like getting a piece of that, which is really, really important. But what's really the most powerful is, because I've never done it this way before, that I'm specifically honing in on an issue, one thing. One thing that you feel you are just done with and ready to let go of and ready to surrender and move through it. All the mandalas I've made up until this point that were personalized were in general of all the things going on in life. Now this is going to hone in on your specific desire to move through something that you're just ready to rocket through. And that's so exciting for me, because I can't wait to hear what the potentials are from each person as they experience what they're able to move.
Yeah. What's waiting on the other side? You know, that what the greatest version of yourself. So if I had, let's say, for example, you know, I was working on something on a personal nature. Maybe I had an addiction, or maybe I had an obsession. Or maybe it was something where I just felt that I had self-esteem issues and I wasn't attracting my beloved, or maybe I had some financial paradigms that needed shifting. So all of those fall within the realm of what you can, you know, shake loose, if you will, within this private session.
Yes, and that's the perfect way to put it. And in fact, in these polarity sessions, I've worked with people. They have literally, when you say shake loose, I've had people tell me that they were physically shaking as they were receiving, because they were literally releasing from their physical cells energy that was stuck.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what role... I know you've covered this maybe in different words, but what role, again, if you wouldn't mind, does that mandala play in this, in the interaction between the individual, you, and, you know, breaking through to the other side?
The mandala is a tool that's channeled specifically for their frequency. And what it has the potential to do is change frequency within the emotional field and open up a person's greater awareness to their heart intelligence. So in so much that people are open to receiving it, and just know that I've had people who looked at their heart intelligence and told me they fell to their knees and saw a past life. And then I've had people who looked at their Heart Intelligence Activator and said, wow, that's pretty. So it's not about anything specific necessarily happening the second you receive it. But it can facilitate, because it is color, geometry, and frequency, and we are made up of color, geometry, and frequency, right? Why are we attracted to crystals? Because they have frequencies and emit energy that matches our frequencies, even why we use rose quartz for the heart, right, versus lapis lazuli for the throat. There's different frequencies and energies in our bodies that are constantly running, and they may be out of alignment based on whether or not we can speak our truth or whether or not we can forgive or that we're grieving. And so these resonances of these crystals assist us bringing back those resonant frequencies into our field. The mandala works the same way. The mandala emits a specific frequency that allows you to move your polarity back into resonance if you're open to receiving it. Does it mean that miracles and magic will absolutely happen? It can. But we have to be open to it and to know that it's possible. I can say that everyone that's received a mandala up until this point, and at least in my awareness, has felt something from working with them. Some people can't describe it, and some people can. A lot of people feel physical energy moving in their body, energy that they haven't been able to move before. And because I tune into your particular frequency, it's meant to work exactly with you. So it's meant to do something specifically with your activation for your DNA. Again, as we move from being carbon-based to crystalline-based, that junk DNA is getting turned on. We're turning on our 12-strand DNA. And these activators are part of turning that energy on.
Mm-hmm.
Those DNA cells that we have are actually coded, but they're not turned on. That's the best way to put it. So these activators are part of turning on those receptors in our DNA.
Yeah, because those DNA strands, they have a large part to play in the remembrance, and they contain so much intelligence. And as you said, they're not junk DNA. They're called junk DNA by the scientific community, but that's because they don't know what they are.
Exactly.
But they play a very, very large part, and they contain so much intelligence. So for those of us who are on the ascension path, they play a huge role. So unlocking them and being able to retrieve that intelligence is a large part of our ascension. So, you know, when you say that these activators, these mandalas will help to unlock them, you know, that's super important. That's really important. And if we can, you know, almost have that done organically by, you know, tuning into the frequency of the mandala, which you've already done on our behalf, right? You've already aligned that to our frequency. That's going to help in that process.
Yes. Yeah. It definitely has that potential to do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's do this. We still have a process that we'd love you to take us through, but let's see if we've got any questions here that I'm being called to ask. Okay, maybe
sure.
On the web. Okay. Are you able to tune in to someone and find out you know, where there might be a blockage to someone realizing their greatest potential?
I can tune in to someone. And yes, that's part of the work.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is Carla from Brussels. And Carla says, "Hi, amazing Aurora. I'd love to know what I need to know and do in order to realize my highest potential and my much-deserved international creative breakthrough." What's standing in her way? What does she need to do?
I love that she said much-deserved. That's awesome. So what I'm being shown are two things. The first is some fear in the root chakra. So it feels primal, like like universal support. And it also feels like there's a little more, you know, when we do these things and we go out in the world and we share with people, there's a deep level of integrity that spirit asks of us. And it doesn't, I'm not saying that you're not in it, but it's, but what I'd say is that spirit's asking you to walk a little bit deeper into your talk. You absolutely will be an international success, or at least they're showing me that highest potential. It's so cute. They're showing me like a lot of golden light around your crown. And they're also showing me like golden light coming down. Like you're in total awareness of your higher self, and the two have really started to communicate with one another. It's kind of like making as many choices as you can where you are in awareness of complete, as best you can, right? Because we're still in a human form, but being in that heart center no matter what's going on around us. They're showing, Yeshua is showing me that that trifold flame in the heart, that merging of the divine masculine, the divine feminine, and the child. So those are the two things I'm getting, is like just that awareness to, I have lots of people that want to go out and teach, and they're amazing human beings. And at the same time, there are certain things that just are slightly fine-tuning process. That's what they're telling me, fine-tuning process. And the other part of it is, I'm not sure actually what that primal fear is, but it's big and it's red at the base of the spine. So it you know, that primal stuff is generally us, like we know from our spirit that we're meant to walk in the world, but sometimes we're not sure what that's going to look like, or what obstacles might be in the way, or what basic needs need to be met in order for us to live that kind of life. I'm not being shown exactly what that red light is, but
okay.
I see it just at the base of the spine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That's wonderful. Wonderful. So, just listen to the replay and listen to what Aurora was saying, and feel into that, and just follow your guidance on how to move forward with that as well. Okay. So this is, Seward, Pennsylvania, and that's 8093, and actually on the phone, so 8093 from Seward, Pennsylvania. Hi, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow. Hi, Aurora. I'm feeling kind of like stuck. I'm not sure what I should focus on. I feel like my life is not in balance, like with my spiritual world and my daily life. So I'm having a hard time. I'm unemployed right now, and I'm thinking of going back to school, and I'm also thinking about starting a online healing group session, trying like just donations first, just maybe while I'm going to school.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. So, do you have a spiritual practice that you do every day to just get yourself grounded and aligned and feeling good about your life?
Yeah, I'm working with somebody, but for some reason it's just not feeling right with me. Like there's just so much like the grounding, and then the body deven, there's another thing that we do, but it's like it's just a kind of overwhelming, you know, where I can do a grounding and I can feel it going right down into the earth. And when I do it this way, then I feel like it's not resonating with me.
Okay, that's important. I can tell you I've learned from lots of people, some resonated and some didn't, or parts of some things resonated and parts of some things didn't.
Okay.
So part of creating a spiritual practice is doing what you feel is good. Like I'm guessing you've learned lots of different things from lots of different people, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for instance, I have a prayer book, and in my prayer book, I have some Christian stuff, some Jewish stuff, some Hindu stuff, and then some stuff that I've written all on my own. And that's part of my practice is to say those prayers. so that I can feel centered and aligned and connected to my source and my source self. So when it comes to feeling like life is out of control, one of the simple things I go to is gratitude, always being grateful for what I've already got instead of worrying about what I don't have. But also, ground the way you feel to ground, meditate the way you feel to meditate, connect with the things that bring you peace and joy. Because from those spaces, you can create anything. It goes back to that awareness of what happens in the polarity. I desire peace, but my life is chaotic and I don't feel like I can get a handle on it. But you can. We just have to make the choices that allow for that to happen. Oftentimes, when things are really chaotic, I'll even cut out TV and stuff. I mean, I really only watch like movies mostly, but I'll cut out the things that are adding stress, right? The news might add stress to my life, or talking to certain friends that always have drama going on might add stress to my life. So I might start to make choices and I'll ask my body how it feels. If I make this choice, where do I feel it in my body? Is it on my shoulders like the weight of the world? Do I feel it in my heart? Do I feel it in my solar plexus? And does my solar plexus feel settled, or is it doing flips? Okay. So there's lots of things.
I know I don't watch hardly any TV, and most of my day is spent on the computer doing my spiritual stuff, and I feel guilty because I'm not really helping out with the household chores and stuff like that. And I think that's the part that's out of balance. And I just want to feel balanced again, because I went through after being married for 32 years, I went through a major divorce. Mm-hmm. And it seems like I've not been in balance since then.
Okay.
Just trying to get things in order. So, I guess
that's a big,
you know,
life.
I'm like a light worker, they call it, you know, where I'm supposed to be helping to bring in the new world, new golden earth, and it concerns me because I want to do what I'm supposed to do, and so I'm just not sure if my connection is.
I sense, I'm going to say, is it Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
Gloria, I'm going to speak here for a second. All right. So, there is light. There is light within you, sweetheart. There is light. We can feel your light. There is a veil covering that light, and I can sense that there's polarity, and this is exactly what Aurora can help with. There's a lot of polarity within you. You can probably feel it within yourself. You spoke about the guilt. You spoke about, you know, maybe feeling that you're obligated to do something and you don't do it. And then there's the feelings and the emotions that are raising up. And I think that there is a level of lightness and that you desire. And I'm going to recommend, and I hardly ever do this, but I'm going to recommend that you really look deep within yourself and see if you feel that you can work with Aurora, because you got on the phone, you were chosen, and you had this conversation, and I chimed in. So there's a lot of people, there's a lot of light being shone onto this, and I feel you do have that light within you, but it's like it's being covered. It's being covered, and I feel that you're not stepping into your power. By such a long way, I think a lot of people can maybe hear that.
Okay.
So, yeah, really, really. I would really recommend, and I know that you would benefit from being supported and loved and nurtured and maybe shaken loose a little bit by someone like Aurora. So, that was my truth that just had to come out. I was sitting here and it just had to come out, you know, because we all care so deeply about you. And you have this this vision, and you have this resonance that's within you, but it's almost like you're afraid. You're afraid. There's something there, and I know that, you know, if you work with someone like Aurora, and she can help you really reach your greatest potential, because, you know, we can feel that you have light and beauty and love within you that is just hidden right now.
Thank you. That makes me, I'm so grateful.
Yeah. So beautiful. Yeah. And we do need support. We need support. We can't do it by ourselves. Very often we can't. And that's why we have these amazing people like Aurora who've accepted their responsibility of the work that's involved with working with other souls like yourself. You know, it's a responsibility, and it's not always easy, and sometimes it is quite hard, and it's sometimes it can be draining on energy, but, you know, they step up, and they do the work, and they make themselves available, and I feel that's what you really need. You need someone to hold you and nurture you so you can truly shine your light.
Thank you.
Okay, sweet soul. Okay. Much love to you.
Much love.
Okay. All right. I felt guided to share that. So thank you for letting me also share that piece. You know, right now I feel, Aurora, it would be a beautiful opportunity for you to take us through the process. I think the timing would be just perfect for that.
You got it. Okay, everyone. So let's start by taking three deep but gentle breaths. And really allow yourself to settle into the space where you are. And we're going to start by calling back all of our energy into our field. Oftentimes, we leave pieces of ourselves with people, places, and circumstances. So in this now moment, we want to call all that which is us back into the field of our own sovereign field and nature. And at the same time, sending back all energy that is not ours with love and light. And if you feel to placing your hands over your heart in this moment, and sending out forgiveness to anyone that you may feel has perpetrated you, that you are willing to forgive, just allow yourself a deep breath around this one. And then forgiving yourself for anyone you feel you may have perpetrated against. And we're going to bring in the golden light. Actually, up through the bottom of our feet, Mother Gaia is offering her support in her Christed field. So we're going to feel and see and experience that golden light coming into the up all the way to the heart chakra. So it may come through the bottoms of the feet, or it may come through the base of the spine. And as you feel that energy coming to you, allowing yourself again a deep breath, as if with each breath, the heart chakra is expanding all around you. And the diamond platinum light now coming in through the crown. We're going to ask this light to connect with the mind, removing all limiting beliefs and thought patterns, assisting us in going back to our original divine blueprint of unlimited potential. The diamond platinum light of all that is, all that was, and all that will ever be. We're going to ask this diamond platinum light to weave an infinity symbol between both hemispheres of the brain from side to side and front to back. We're going to allow this light to meet the golden light at the heart chakra. Continuing to breathe and feel your heart chakra expanding all around you. And bringing to your mind, if you're offering permission to receive the transmission, whatever you feel is perfect. There is no judgment. As the ancestors now step in from all time space of the highest Christed light, they are here in full support, the angelics and archangelics. The ancestors have come through the fifth, the angelics are coming through the seventh. The masters through the ninth. Our star brothers and sisters are also coming in through the ninth. The Elohim are coming in through the 11th. And again, as we choose this connection with Mother Earth and all that is, we allow ourselves to raise our vibration into 12th dimensional frequency. Mm-hmm.
Vashundurakhe atikai nansara ikuchake yakump. Parkandara iyak ich umbara ik anyo ayakachu. Tura eya kaya amase. Watina nina ka e chavana. Oh, no, nene, turururu, eya chaya. Kananish muna e. Ashok mara achoka esha. Watikai korbunan aka ichu yandora eya. Asakum bara eya. Asakum, asakum, shanayana. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Bringing in now a pink light. Beginning at the crown and weaving a cocoon of love, grace, and ease. Peace, resonance, and alignment. All the way down to the bottoms of your feet. And when you feel this process is complete, you may open your eyes and come back to the space.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that vibration and frequency into the community. Yeah, we all felt that. Beautiful, beautiful language of light.
They love us so much. Just had to share. It's just so much love coming through them. It feels overwhelming.
Accept, receive, acknowledge, appreciate. Such gratitude to what you've brought through, Aurora, and for yourself as well. Thank you so much. Ah, beautiful. Is there anything that's coming through to you, either that is being downloaded to you now, or something that maybe is coming from yourself that you'd like to share with the community as a way to wrap this up?
Sure. Two things actually came right through. The first thing is to remember that we are all precious. We are precious to Source. We are precious to all the beings of light, and we need to hold that frequency for ourselves. Oftentimes we use that word to describe items or things or other people or children, but we are we are the children of Source, right? We are part of this field of oneness, and we are viewed and felt and acknowledged as being precious, and they would like us to see ourselves the same way. And the other is to remember, as we go out into the world, it's okay also that as we change our own lives, that's how we're shifting the planet and the collective. We're all light workers, every single one of us, no matter what our vocation and no matter what we're doing in life. We were called by Mother Gaia to be here because of our levels of mastery and because we chose to remember what it is to ascend in this way. And we're all capable of it. Not one person's going to get left behind that wants to ascend. So this is just a call to go back into that heart space and that heart intelligence of knowing that we are love. Right? The light is easy to connect with. In fact, a lot of us walk around sometimes out of our bodies because we're experiencing so much light and that we're not grounding it, right? The heart intelligence helps us ground to the fact that we're here, we chose to be here, and we need to be here. We can't check out. I mean, we can, but that's not why we came. We came to really be present with all of this. And part of presence is just acknowledging that maybe the world won't change today, but my world will change today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really powerful.
Yeah, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. Thanks for bringing that into the space. Yeah, now it's here. Now it's here. Now we've heard that. We've felt that. Now it's up to us, right? Choices we have to make because you brought that into the space. Holding us accountable also. Beautiful. Well, Aurora, it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thank you so much for the conversation. Thank you for the insights, the wisdom, for your amazing offer. For your creativity, the mandalas, thank you for your time in your sessions and your readings that you're going to be performing for this amazing community and the breakthroughs that are going to happen and the highest potentials that are going to be embodied. It's been really wonderful having you here. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Ian. And I thank each and every one of you because I don't think there was anyone that didn't choose to receive. And I'm in such deep gratitude. And again, you know, the more we shift in our own little lives, that collective cup gets tipped in the direction that we desire it to go. And that's big, big work for all of us. So thank you all for your dedication. And Ian, thank you for your ability to facilitate this with so many amazing light workers for all of us. Really, the work you do is so, so important. And thank you for allowing me this opportunity to spend time with you and the community. I'm really, really grateful.
Of course, sweet soul, of course. It's absolutely our pleasure. Beautiful, beautiful. And everyone out there listening, thank you to the beautiful Wisdom community for always showing up and listening, even if you can't make the shows live. Thanks for doing your part to raise your own vibration and the vibration, really, of all people and all beings in all realms. Yeah, thank you for doing your part and thank you for making a difference because you truly, 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 truly do. You know, when you do your work, when you smile at someone, when you show compassion, when you have a kind thought, when you have a thought of helping, raising consciousness, just that thought of raising consciousness is literally raising consciousness. So thank you so much, everyone, for being beautiful, shining lights in this world. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power and service. Thank you all. Okay, blessings everyone. Namaste. Bye now.